If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Boom is touring Ireland and is on its way to Glore. This is a comedy drama with an entirely female cast and crew. It's led by actor-writer Isabel Mahon, who joins me now on the line. Hi, Isabel. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Gavin. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
Great, so it's called, to be on.
It's Boom. It's a comedy drama. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, Boom is basically, it's set in one night, a party in one night, where Selma May has decided to have a party to celebrate the launch of her new extension, driven on by her social climbing mother, played by Maria McDermott Roe. But as all the ill-assorted but highly amusing collection of guests begin to arrive, some invited by herself and some by her mother on her behalf, the entire proceedings starts to slide downhill with fairly hilarious results. But it's very much, it's both a farce and a social commentary and a family drama. I think a lot of people will recognise their own. People say, oh, that was my mother on stage. That was my sister on stage. So,
okay.
You know.
And when you say social commentary, what is the comment that is being made?
Well, basically, it was set back when, just in the previous Boom, I think we're coming up to something approaching another...
Feels a while away yet, but I know what you're saying, yeah.
But that kind of madness, where everything that wasn't a bank account or anything that wasn't material, or you couldn't wear anything that wasn't brand new, there was this incredible pressure on people to be perfect and a sort of culture, I think, that was very foreign to who we are as Irish people, really. I think a lot of people thought it was great, but on the other hand, I felt quite uneasy about it. And so basically, Selma May is somebody who has maybe a more complex relationship with herself than one might be supposed to have when you seem to have it all. So really, it's about what's really going on under the bling and, you know, those who skate along the top of a boom, you know, appearing to have a perfect life, and those who kind of slip through the cracks, hopefully into something a bit more authentic and truthful to themselves.
It is, as I mentioned in my introduction, not just an all-female cast, but an all-female operation, both behind stage as well. Is that a big deal or not?
No, it just kind of worked out like that. My friend Ger Gallagher, who runs the Dolman Theatre, which is quite close to where I live. It was her starting it. This play was originally supposed to go on in the Gaiety, like 7 or 8 years ago, and obviously when the bust came, it didn't happen. But all of a sudden, you know, these things go in cycles. So its time came around again, and we put the show on in the Dolman, which happened to be run by a woman, and it just so happened that Caroline Fitzgerald, the director who I've worked with before, came on board. She'd always been on board as the director. So it's really, I suppose, just how it happened. People work with their friends rather than it being a big, you know, statement of
any
sort.
Fair enough. So it's not then something that's going to alienate my male listeners this morning.
Listen, a lot of the biggest laughs we heard, because it played in three different venues in Dublin last year, and it's actually been picked up. It's opening in New York in the Manhattan Arts Club on the 18th of January. Now, it's an American production, but it's by two male producers, so it's very much a show that crosses the divide between males and females. I hear huge laughs coming from men, and definitely, you know, if you're a lady, bring your hubby or whatever, or bring your boyfriend, because it's not just a girls' night out.
Okay.
It is a girls' night out, but not by no means exclusively.
I get you. And you got some big names in it yourself, of course. People might remember you from the likes of Glen Rowe and The Clinic. You mentioned Maria McDermott Roe. She was Glen Rowe as well.
She was Glen Rowe, and she was Kilnascully.
That's right, yeah.
She wore that tea cosy hat on her head. I still see her.
And Claudia and Rose and Karen as well.
Rose, so funny. And she's in that ad. She's in lots of things at the moment, Rose. But she's also in that really funny ad with Daniel O'Donnell and the gas ad.
Yes,
I keep seeing her. and Claudia Carroll, of course, lovely Claudia. And Karen Egan has joined our cast because she replaced Clelia Murphy just for this tour. And she was one of the Newlas, you know, the comedy trio, the Newlas. And she is a wonderful comedian and cabaret singer as well as actress. So we just... so blessed of this amazing cast.
Okay. Is it a fun night out then, finally? I mean, it's a boom, but you know, for some people, they're painful memories how the boom turned to bust.
But you see, I mean, I think we all are. I think now, I think the wounds have healed sufficiently that it's, I think we can look at it again with an air of nostalgia. What the review said, in a way, it's a period piece that is absolutely relevant now. But I think really, rather than being painful, I think it's truthful.
Okay. Truth hurts sometimes.
There you go. Jill, I think we all go to the theatre for a mixture of a bit of fun and a bit of truth.
Absolutely. 100%. If you can laugh and make me think at the same time, you're doing your job, I suppose.
I know. People come to see themselves. They say they come to see the play, but really they come to see themselves. I think I do anyway.
It's Boom, and it is in Glore on November 16th. Not that far away at all.
No. It's actually, if anyone has friends in Galway, it's actually in the Town Hall Galway on the 2nd of November. So that's coming up pretty soon.
Lovely stuff. Well, they can look forward to either one, wherever they're listening to us this morning. Isabel Mahon, best luck with Boom. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks a million, Gavin. Great to talk to you.
Join the conversation in Clare on Facebook, Twitter, or call 1850 400 964.